here's a story from The World.
On the Greek island of Lesbos, as refugees languish, some for years, a mental health crisis has been brewing. Mental health professionals and NGOs who work with refugees say things are now getting worse. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou spoke with several organizations that work with children and adults on Lesbos. And a quick warning, this report will cover suicide and sexual violence. Please take care while listening.
On a windy morning, I visit the offices of Medical Volunteers International. It's one of the organizations that runs mental health programs for refugees on Lesbos. They work in this gated complex where other NGOs also have offices. It's on top of a hill that overlooks the refugee camp where 7,000 people live.
This is the clinic where we work.
Carlota Passarini is a psychologist and coordinator of the Kids Support Program. She works with children in groups and one-on-one. Inside the clinic, she tells me these kids are traumatized. Some have lived through violence and war in their home countries. They went through dangerous journeys to get here, and now they're stuck in a refugee camp, without school and in inhumane conditions.
The camp situation is not suitable for these kids and for their mental health, so their mental health conditions are worsening every day. A lot of kids are depressed, and some of them attempted suicide, and they're very, very young.
Others harm themselves. They can't sleep. Some have sudden violent outbursts. Passarini and her colleagues do activities with the kids to help them process their feelings and cope. Some of that happens inside the garden house, just a few steps away from the clinic.
So this is the garden house.
It's a small but bright shed full of arts and crafts supplies. Today they're expecting three children, but only one comes because of the bad weather. He sits down with one of Passarini's colleagues and starts drawing. There are snacks and soft music in the background. People who work here say this alone can help children because it gives them an escape, a sense of normalcy away from the camp. In the corner, art therapist Angeliki Strumbou looks through some of the kids' drawings.
These paintings are from the project we are doing this week. It's called The Bridge.
They ask the kids to draw two worlds, the reality they live in today and an imaginary world they would like for themselves, and then draw a bridge between the two.
So like one example is a kid has drawn themselves crying. It looks like they're drowning in the sea, and then there's a rainbow connecting them to another,
yes,
version of themselves.
He's on top and he's happy, he has control of what is happening. And we ask them, of course, to explain, because it's important for them to also understand how they feel.
Strumbou's job is to analyze the kids' drawings
and try to understand the things that they cannot express with words.
I ask her about one in particular. It looks like a child standing on top of a tilted rectangle.
We have a figure with no hands and a child with no balance, so difficult things going on here.
About 50 kids come to MVI weekly, and the program is at capacity. That's the case for basically all mental health services for refugees here, including ones offered by the International Rescue Committee, another NGO.
Bella, high five.
At IRC's offices near the port, psychologist Olga Mutasidou greets a patient with an air high five.
It's a COVID high five.
I'm visiting at a time when officials are announcing plans to create another, more closed refugee facility in a remote part of the island. They say the conditions there will be better, but Mutasidou worries about the impact on people's mental health, which she says is already deteriorating.
Unfortunately, things have been escalating to the worse.
She says more people are attempting suicide and reporting suicidal thoughts and other symptoms. Mutasidou works mostly with adults. One of them is a 21-year-old woman from Afghanistan. She didn't want us to use her name. She spoke with me through an interpreter.
I fled Afghanistan because I was worried that something bad happened to me. That's why I left Afghanistan. And since I arrived in Greece, unfortunately, it happened, something bad to me.
Just a couple months after arriving on Lesbos, she was raped at the Moria refugee camp where she was living.
I didn't have anyone to help me, and so I broken like a glass.
She tried to take her own life. She says the therapy she gets here has helped a lot with the suicidal thoughts, but at the camp, she's constantly afraid, especially at night. She says the conditions make it nearly impossible to heal. Eric also comes here for sessions with Mutasidhu. He's 24. He fled Burkina Faso because of violence from terrorist groups. He says his entire family was murdered and that he was kidnapped and tortured. He's been here more than a year, and it's been hard. Recently, his asylum claim was denied. He says it's because he was forced to do his asylum interview in French, which is not his native language. He's appealing their rejection, but the process, the waiting, the uncertainty is excruciating. He tells me that sometimes he just wants to give up and starts talking in detail about taking his life and the note he would leave behind. Mutasidhu, who's sitting next to him, asks me to put the mic down and tries to calm him down. Eventually, she asks me and the interpreter to leave the room, and I turn off my recorder. I regroup with Mutasidhu later.
I'm sorry if I lost it, but I had to calm him down.
She tells me that suicidal ideation is new for Eric.
This happened here. A year and 8 months in this island, he thinks about hurting himself.
She says this year has been especially tough for Eric and refugees on the island. The camp they were living in was burned down. They were moved to a temporary site and have been there in tents since September. The physical facilities at the new camp should be better, but mental health workers are concerned about the psychological impact on refugees.
They think, like, if they're gonna lock me in a new camp, it's better to die than live. I heard this many times. If they lock me up, I will kill myself.
So if you take somebody that's a victim of torture, somebody that's been jailed for a long period of time and tortured, and then you put them in what is essentially a jail, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what that's going to do to their mental health.
Grigoris Kavarnos is the mental health supervisor for Doctors Without Borders. Their programs are also completely full, and there are wait lists. He says it's crucial that asylum seekers and refugees get the attention they need.
Mental health services are not a luxury for people that have these sort of experiences. Why? Because these people are going to end up living in our communities. They're going to end up living next door to you, yeah?
Right now, just on Lesvos, there are 2,000 recognized refugees who are waiting to get their papers and leave the camp. Some might stay on the island. Others will go to Athens or elsewhere in Europe.
If you don't deal with the mental health problems, you're never going to be able to integrate these people into the community.
And to deal with those mental health problems, Kavarnos says many things need to change. More humane living conditions for those who arrive would be a good start. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanoulidou, Lesvos, Greece.
If you have thoughts about suicide or know someone who does, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. It's available 24/7, and they can help.